Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. I am Rachel Pitts, and it is my pleasure reading God's Word to you. My husband Charlie and I joined Mountain Brook Baptist in early 2023. We now have a daughter who is 1 year old. Her name is Sarah Jane, and we have really enjoyed being a part of this community, and I'm excited to be reading with you guys today. In this Advent devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness, from creation to new creation. Today is Monday, December 2nd, and I am reading Genesis 3 from the English Standard Version. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." To the woman, he said, "I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be contrary to your husband, but he shall rule over you." And to Adam, he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return." The man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And the Lord God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skins and clothed them. Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us in knowing good and evil. Now, lest he reach out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever." Therefore, the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed the cherubim and a flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word. The title of our devotion today is Drawn to Darkness. Genesis 3 is one of the Bible's heaviest passages, providing the origin story of human nature's tendency to leave God's light for darkness. The Garden of Eden was set up perfectly to fulfill the needs of mankind. Adam and Eve lacked nothing. Everything from food to deep connection with God was immediately and perfectly available to them. Yet, while all other trees in the garden were pleasant to the sight and good for food, the serpent successfully created discontent in their minds with God's good gifts. Adam and Eve chose to turn from the light towards darkness, eating from the one forbidden tree. We live in a world that does not like clear distinctions like good and bad or light and dark. The world prefers a negotiable in-between. Living this way is tempting because there is less pressure to make right choices. As Christians, we know that this ambiguity actually misses out on what God has deemed right, and therefore what is for our good. Although we know this important distinction, like Adam and Eve, we find ourselves drawn from God's light into darkness. Thankfully, the rest of Genesis 3 paints a hopeful picture of God's response to sin. First, God curses the serpent, promising us a future solution to the darkness that has entered the world. Second, he makes Adam and Eve garments to clothe themselves. This gesture is heartbreaking. God sees the pain they are experiencing, knows it was caused by their own actions, and loves them enough to provide covering for their shame. Finally, he drives them out of Eden. While this seems harsh at first, it is the most loving thing God could do. Adam and Eve are not yet reconciled with him, and he knows that to live forever in their sinful condition would be unbearable. Instead, they must await the promised solution to their sin. This Christmas season, let us remember our human instinct to be drawn to darkness. Let us pray for the Lord's strength to fight that temptation and choose the light. And let us remember, when we fail, the depth of God's love and his promise of salvation. Will you pray with me? Father, help us to see the tendency in ourselves to be drawn away from your light and into darkness. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for the depth of your love and the promise of salvation.